Blog Talk Radio.
Did my time to
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today we have a very special guest, Jim Cohen of Franchise Perfection. And Jim has over 25 years of experience in franchising. And Don, I think you're up. I think we wanted to talk about some of the changes.
Yeah, Jim, what are some of the biggest changes that you've seen over the last decade in franchising? There's been so much going on, of course.
Yeah, probably the proliferation of new franchise opportunities.
Right.
That's been something that over the last few years, I was just looking at some information that Fran Data, who does tracks the franchising industry,
right,
has over 1,100 new franchise opportunities over the last 18 months.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, that really concerns me,
mm-hmm.
Being in franchising for as long as I have been.
Right.
Franchising's a fairly complicated method of distribution. It's
right.
not necessarily an easy method of distribution. It requires a lot of capital and a lot of expertise in order to be successful. And I'm just concerned. Actually, at the show, I had the opportunity to speak with Dick Renick from, used to be his past chairman of the IFA.
Right.
And he owned a company called American Leak Detection, which he sold a few years ago.
Right.
Okay.
And he has a new company called Team Renick, and one of the things Dick is trying to do is help some of these companies hook up with other consultants that have been in the business. Dick's been in franchising for longer than I have, probably 35 years, and he's been through a number of different challenges in franchising and has succeeded at all levels. And we were talking about it. I mean, there's a real concern that these companies that aren't going to be able to sustain what they're trying to accomplish.
Does it feel some of the new franchises starting up just don't have that track record yet? They're possibly franchising too soon?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the challenge is there's a very low bar to become a franchise. I mean, you do have to disclose through the Federal Trade Commission, FTC rule, franchise rule, which requires disclosure in the UFOC of the 23 key points. I know you guys were talking about that earlier, but and that's disclosure is a great thing, but if you've got nothing to disclose, then
I see. Right.
You know, it really doesn't necessarily help the prospective franchisee.
So the more the reason to do your due diligence, speak to someone like yourself. I mean, you mentioned you work with many franchisors. I imagine most are very solid, reputable, been around for a while. That's the beauty of your service. You can save people a lot of time and just go right to franchises that have that track record.
Right, exactly. And that approach is, obviously you need to be real sure of the company you're getting involved with and
right.
be comfortable that they have a sustainable business model and something that can, in fact, grow and expand. But it's when it's a new company, it's a challenge. You know, I look for companies. One of the things I look for is a company that has a number of multiple units. Maybe there's a local company here that has 8 units, and they're starting to franchise. Now, to me, that makes a lot of sense because they certainly have people in place, they have enough experience, and they've been operating enough units that they understand the business.
Right.
So they're expanding through franchising because they want to grow into other markets but don't have the wherewithal or ability to really physically be in other markets themselves. So by getting involved with other franchisees, they're able to get out, expand beyond the Boston market. So, you know, take a look at the business. If they have been in the business for a number of years and they just started franchising, that's certainly significantly more valuable than somebody who opened up a year ago, has a great concept, business is going great, now they want a franchise. That's a little early, I think, in that.
A little too risky, right.
Yeah. It is. It's interesting, Jim, because you come from a time, I guess, where, you know, I remember when I first got involved in franchising, I always remember the number that was like, I guess, like 1,400 concepts. And, you know, most recent numbers, I think, say that we're up to about 2,500 different concepts in almost like 80 industries, you know. So, you know, and I guess you've been able to actually witness that growth. I mean, when you got involved back in, I guess, like the late 70s or early 80s, what was it like back then? I mean, how many concepts were around at that time?
Well, the franchise law came into, the franchise rule, I should say, came into being in around 1979.
Right, right.
And that's what really, you know, there was a shakeout at that time because there were a lot of operations that because of the disclosure rules, you know, would disclose their bad history. So
it was probably the best thing that ever happened to franchising or just business in general, I guess, Jim. You know?
Yeah, the disclosure rule is a good thing. I mean, I believe in more disclosure. I think it could go even further.
Right.
The new disclosure rule that takes effect starting July 1st, 2007 and must be implemented by July 1st, 2008 requires even more disclosure that franchisors provide prospective franchisees, and I think that's great. And, you know, help in the years to come that they'll even strengthen that and require more disclosure. Because the more disclosure, the more information the prospective franchisee has, the better the decision that franchisee is going to make.
Right, absolutely.
More protection is always great, of course.
Sure.
Yeah, it's not really protection as much as it's disclosure. I'm not necessarily saying we should regulate franchising, but we should require everybody to disclose. And some of the things that they're now in the new rule, for instance, they're disclosing more litigation or that might be done by the franchisor. They're disclosing more information about financial. They're changing the term in item 19 from earnings claim to financial disclosure, and sort of encouraging more franchisors to disclose more financial information. Things like that, which are good for franchising.
Right. Interesting. Jim, what are some characteristics of successful entrepreneurs, you know, that you've noticed over the last, 25 years?
Of successful franchisees?
Yeah, franchisees, you could say.
Well, you know, ones that keep their eye on the ball. The best franchisees that I've seen that have really expanded are ones that really follow the system and
right.
keep their eye on that all the time. And they're the ones that do the best by expanding through multiple units or expanding their particular company. So there's no such thing as that business that you can operate from your lounge chair.
Right.
You know, it's really
get rich
requires
quick type thing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it really requires you to be there and involved in the business on a regular basis.
That's
to be
having
successful.
The right attitude. You're buying that business model. You work hard, follow the system. Martin and I talk about this a lot. The people we've had on have stressed that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think you bring up a good point to have your eye on the ball and factor that in with. Now, some other things, you're going to be successful.
Right.
You have to work hard. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, you know, eye on the ball is more, if you're in the right situation, it's eye on the prize, which is just building greater wealth and greater assets and expanding your business for the benefit of your employees and your customers and yourself. So,
right, making a difference, what you said before that you like to hear from your potential, well, your clients you're working with.
Exactly. That can be driving force. Money's not necessarily the most important driving force. Obviously, people need to make a living and need to support their families. But sometimes people get into their own business because they really want to feel good about themselves.
Sure.
And
control their own destiny, yeah.
Right. And they don't necessarily feel good about themselves in the current employment structure they're in. Because they don't feel that their skills are being well used.
They want to be happy with what they're doing.
Yeah, feel good about themselves, feel confident, and
right.
and move forward. That's you know, that's what drives people, or all of us humans, to wake up in the morning and to get out of bed is to achieve something.
Right. Well, you would know that, Jim, being what you're doing now, being a franchisee, you know, working really in all parts of the franchise industry. I mean, you'd be best to answer that type of question.
Well, it's certainly, you know, I've seen a lot of different things, and I've seen things work, and I've seen things fail, and I certainly don't have a crystal ball, but there are some elements that that I've seen over and over again in success.
Right, right, right. Jim, we have about 30 seconds. What's the best way for someone to get in touch with you?
Okay, the best way is through my website, franchiseperfection.com.
Okay.
And I have a blog. It's franchiseperfection.com/blog. It's called Let's Talk Franchising.
Yeah, I've seen that. There's some good information on that as well, Jim.
Yeah, I have some fun with that. I have some fun with my blog, and I make comments and try to share information that I think is helpful to people who are involved in franchising and who are interested in franchising.
Right.
And you can reach me toll-free at 877-469-3002.
That's fantastic. And Jim, I want to thank you again for coming on the show. You've been a fantastic guest. We're going to definitely have you back.
Oh, I enjoyed it very much. Thanks, guys, and look forward to speaking with you in the future.
Yeah, thanks again, Jim. We'll see you in future shows. Yeah.
All right, stay well.
Thanks.
You too.
Interesting show, Don, huh?
Yeah. I mean,
Jim had a lot of interesting perspectives, you know, on some different answers, too, that, you know.
The type of person we want on, an expert. Gave a lot
absolutely.
Of great advice, gave us some good information about the UFOC coming up. I guess in July, they're going to have an added
I didn't know that.
Wording
today. Yeah, I had no idea about that. I don't know if you got it.
No, I didn't know either.
Like I said, we learned something every single show, you know, so
right.
It's just fantastic. You know, we have some great shows coming up as well. I know we didn't do it in the first segment, but, you know, we have Jungle Quest coming up next week, which is a fantastic concept, so that's a show that you certainly do not want to miss. And go to franchiseinterviews.com. And great job again today, Don. And I guess we'll talk next week.
Okay, excellent, Marty. Good job.
Have a good day, Don.